let's stick with science now. And a short, ugly, transparent and deadly parasitic worm has tropical scientists in Australia excited. They've discovered that the worms, which can cause cancer in humans, actually also possess impressive healing powers. Now, scientists are investigating whether the worms can help them create a new treatment for people who have chronic wounds, including diabetic ulcers. Penny Timms explains.
The liver fluke is a parasitic worm that's almost as complex an organism as a human. Alex Lucas is a professor of tropical parasitology at James Cook University.
They're highly sophisticated little beasts. So, you know, this liver fluke, its genome has been sequenced and it's got close to 15,000 genes in its genome. They've got their own nervous system, they've got their own digestive system, very much like ours. You know, they've got a mouth, they digest blood, and they've got all sorts of similarities with higher eukaryotes and vertebrates. We've basically evolved with worms on board since we crawled out of the swamps. And so the process of coevolution over millions and millions of years is that they've adapted to survive inside of us.
He also thinks the worms are rather pretty.
These particular worms, the liver flukes, are about 1 centimetre long. And if you put a chemical stain on them so you can see them nicely under the microscope, you can see all their organs inside them. You can see their mouth and a little sucker that surrounds it. They've got another sucker that allows them to latch onto the walls of the bile ducts in the liver, which is where they live. And you can see their reproductive organs, and they're actually really pretty. They look like a little leaf.
The worms infect millions of people in Southeast Asia. If it's left untreated, it can cause liver cancer. Around 26,000 people die each year. JCU's Dr. Michael Smelt has been leading the study.
You get it from eating undercooked fish, but don't worry, your sushi is safe. And it's in the region of Northeast Thailand, Laos and Cambodia primarily, where people get infected. You eat effectively the eggs, they hatch in your intestine, they crawl up into your liver, and they'll live there for decades. And it actually munches around through your liver. And what we think is happening is that the worm is causing wounds as it munches around, and it's zipping up those wounds afterwards, keeping you nice by promoting wound healing. And so it's keeping you healthy in the short term. So we think it's killing with kindness.
But scientists want to focus on that kindness part by looking at the molecules that promote wound healing and blood vessel growth. They hope they can then recreate those molecules in the lab, which could be of benefit to people who have certain illnesses.
People who suffer from non-healing wounds, diabetics, the elderly and military are particular groups who suffer from these non-healing wounds. Current treatments, while they help, a lot of the time they're not able to heal up the wounds, and that can lead to amputation and even more severe conditions. We're hoping our product, our growth factor, will potentially be able to supercharge the wound healing process and help these people who suffer.
Dr. Smelt is hopeful the discovery could help to develop a vaccine against the parasite, potentially saving thousands of lives each year.
We think it might stop the worm or at least stop the cancer forming, and hopefully save 26,000 lives every year.
Though they warn that developing a vaccine could take 10 to 15 years.
Penny Timms reporting.